Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators in both parties briefed recently by senior Biden administration officials on negotiations with Iran say they doubt Tehran will agree to any new deal to limit its development of nuclear weapons. A 15-year-old boy was reportedly killed at a Juneteenth celebration in Washington, D.C. overnight, while a police officer and two other adults were injured. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says a fight caused the event to be shut down at the Mochella Music Festival, and that's when it turned into chaos.
So once the officers shut the event down, there were several MPD resources as well as public safety resources from DC Fire and EMS that were also on the scene trying to clear out the area because there were several people who were injured as a result of their leg or ankles being trampled as they tried to run from the area.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stanley Cup Finals over the weekend. Colorado got goal happy against Tampa Bay, 7-0. Game 3 is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. All this talk from lawmakers about gun control, and many are asking, where's the bill?
As the nation continues to grieve following a string of mass shootings, including at a Texas elementary school, a group of senators have announced a bipartisan framework agreement for gun safety. The proposal is slated to emphasize enhanced mental health services, along with expanding background checks for those under the age of 21. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says he has not yet seen any of the text of the proposed bill.
I kept asking to see text, and it became apparent they didn't have a bill. In fact, they don't have a deal at all. What they had was agreement on a series of very broad promises.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
SpaceX completed three successful launches in little more than 36 hours early June 19th. The stretch of launches started June 17th with the Falcon 9 launch from Kennedy Space Center's Launch Complex 39A. The rocket lifted off at 12:09 p.m. Eastern, placed 53 Starlink satellites into orbit. The least affected age group during the pandemic were the young kids with virtually no deaths during the government-imposed lockdowns. Dr. Peter McCullough, American cardiologist, he was vice chief of internal medicine at Baylor University Medical Center and a professor at Texas A&M University. On Newsmax, he says he doesn't see the necessity in a COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 and under.
Yeah, I can tell you, as a doctor, I look at this carefully. The children have a very mild syndrome. It's not like our senior citizens who are at risk. We know that the vaccine is not medically necessary since 75% of children have already had the illness. The CDC told us that in February. It's not clinically indicated because it is so mild and easily managed. Even those in the hospital are easily managed if they're treated, particularly if they're treated early. We get a head start on treatment. We know that the side effects are unacceptable. There's papers by House and colleagues, MMWR, in the December 31st issue of 2021. The side effects are too great. The parents have reported that to the V-Safe system.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. How are you, America? Matt Brainerd is joining us, the executive director of Look Ahead America. We're going to take a look at, what's been going on. What's been going on with the J6, January 6th political prisoners, the latest there. Still many questions about why some were incarcerated, some clearly not, like Ray Epps. Everybody's asking, what's Ray Epps? I mean, we got Ray Epps on all kinds of video telling everybody to go into the Capitol building. I mean, this is what got people in trouble. It was when they got into the Capitol building, some in a very, very raucous sort of manner, breaking windows and knocking down barriers and that sort of thing, clearly trespassing. The other questionable part is when you got Capitol Police inviting people to come in, and you got several entries in the Capitol. So you see certain areas that look at its worst, and of course that's what the January 6th committee is all about, is presenting the worst of it. They're not about wanting to present any kind of objective presentation whatsoever, because that doesn't complement their narrative. Matt Brainerd is with us now. Hey, Matt, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm better than Custer. How about you?
I'm right with you, although I'll tell you, sometimes I wonder if we're not being set up, and we could be set up for an annihilation here, but that's okay. If we're doing it in the name of freedom and we're following the lead of the founding fathers of this country, then I'm all in, Matt, and who knows, maybe that's what this is all coming down to, because we may not be fighting an oppressive England monarchy, but we're definitely fighting an oppressive ulterior form of government that has been able to raise its ugly head in our country.
Yeah, and I know that the January 6th committee hearings are the topic of our subject, but I think that the left really screwed up here, because nobody cares.
Right.
I mean, when you've got inflation, when you've got crime out of control in cities, when you've got this conflict that's kind of never ending in Ukraine, that suddenly, where people are saying we're at war with Russia, mm-hmm. and all of the economic troubles that we're facing, I really don't think this is doing the work that they thought that this hearing was going to do. What they were hoping this hearing would do was it would gin up the American people to be angry at Republicans and swing polls back in their way and sort of demonize President Trump all over again. But nobody's really paying attention to them. And it's what a terrible time to hold them, too, during
right.
the summer.
Exactly.
What a ratings pitfall it must be. But they've committed to it, and they've got a small vocal minority of leftists who I presume are motivated to go online and make donations to Act Blue to their candidates, and maybe it's paying off for them that way. But I think this is really just a disaster and a distraction, and while they could be doing things or could be drawing attention to subject matters, campaign issues where they maybe sometimes have strengths of Republicans, like talking about how maybe they're better on health care or something like that. Nope, they're just doubling down on this this tar baby that really nobody cares about, but they have inextricably linked themselves and their entire agenda to, which is the mythology of January 6th. And I don't think really the American people, by and large, believe with the narrative the Democrats are trying to push. We've seen polling that shows that it's not. And I'm actually kind of glad that Tooth played a role, and Look Ahead America has played a role in pushing back against that phony narrative and calling this out for what it is, which is a politically motivated persecution of people, not for what they did, but for what they believe.
Right, exactly. Well, Matt, as you said, this has become a fundraiser for the left, and they're maximizing it. I mean, the numbers that I'm hearing that they're raising, you know, people do that which they get rewarded for. So they're getting rewarded for this faux narrative, and because they've got, you know, their base that will support this craziness. But by and large, you know, at least 50% plus of the country is saying it's a big yawn. My concern in terms of January 6th are the political prisoners. That has been my heart from day one when you and I first talked. I was most concerned about them being, you know, there's no due process, incarcerated, some in solitary confinement, which is horrendous. People can't even imagine what that is like. I suffer from a bit of claustrophobia. This would just drive me nuts. And these are the kinds of things that create, you know, brain damage to people. And, you know, and I just feel for them. And somehow they need to have, if there needs to be any I guess, announcement of hope, it should be for the political prisoners, that we should find a way to get them processed, get them out of this situation, and let's move forward. And that's not to say that anybody that did wrong doesn't deserve whatever it is that they should get if they destroyed property and that sort of thing. But it would be nice to also see that, you know, the Black Lives Matter and Antifa people of the summer before, if they weren't adjudicated on the same basis.
Right. And I think that we're increasingly, I mean, we are a public advocacy group at Look Ahead America. We don't have some arsenal of attorneys to deploy on behalf of these folks, not yet anyway. And it's a shame that there was no legal infrastructure on the right prepared to help better represent these people, to put them together, you know, in a group, and to get them to negotiate together as the left typically does when they engage in violence, as they did in 2017 when they caused some real havoc and real destruction when President Trump was being inaugurated. But I see signs of hope, mostly on the public pressure front. We've seen President Trump now double down on the notion of pardoning these individuals when he comes into office. I've increasingly seen candidates for Congress bring up this issue as a campaign issue, and it's one that I think is significant and one that is a winning issue, particularly in Republican primaries. And that's sort of that's where we have to go with this, unfortunately, that we don't have the same organizational development in terms of community organizing that left does, but we're making progress in small ways. And one of the things Look Ahead America has been doing is the J6 question, where our activists will confront people running for office and ask them what they're going to do about the political prisoners. And regardless of whether we like the answer or not, we capture it on film and we publicize it.
Great.
And hold those people accountable for it. So these are the steps that we can take, your listeners can take, as non-litigants in trying to ameliorate the problems these individuals are facing. And, you know, honestly, I wish I could just snap my fingers and get all these people out of prison. But
you and me both.
The road is long and circuitous, but it is going in the right direction.
Exactly. Well, Matt, I wanted to spend some time, particularly in terms of your assessment of the political prisoners that are incarcerated right now. How many are there? How many are, you know, you might say a bit innocent that were there? Maybe they were invited into the Capitol building. And how many actually, to your best knowledge, were Antifa and Black Lives Matters types, and if any of them are incarcerated in this situation, you know, just that we get a better handle of the universe of the J6 political prisoners, because I got to imagine they run the spectrum. We know that some FBI operatives are not included there, because we're still asking about where Ray Epps is, and he doesn't show up anywhere.
Right. Well, I can.
But that's a passing question. I'll tell you, we'll answer that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We've got more from Matt Brainerd after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Matt Brainerd is with us. He is the executive director of Look Ahead America, and he's going to be at the Reagan Library, next week, Matt?
That's right. Okay. There's a fundraising event for seven MAGA candidate. It's called the MAGA 7. You can find out about it at MAGA7.com. And it's just a joint fundraising event for some really fantastic candidates all over the country who are in many ways running against these impeachment voters. One of them is running against Liz Cheney in Wyoming. That's Harriet Hagman. So if anybody is in the Los Angeles area and wants to write a very big check because this is not an expensive fundraiser, you can find out about it at MAGA7.com.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great campaign, and they're referred to. Did you say the Magnificent Seven? Was that the other subtitle of the group?
Yep, the MAGA Seven Joint Fundraising Committee presents the Magnificent Seven. So these are candidates from all different parts of the country who are running on a MAGA platform. In many cases, against candidates who voted for impeachment, including Harriet Hagman, who's running against Liz Cheney, John Gibbs, who's running against Peter Meyer, and Joe Kent, who's running against one of the worst members of Congress, far worse than Liz Cheney, based on voting record, Jamie Herrera Butler.
Yeah, I like Joe Kent. He's a solid conservative, and what a story that he has to tell, Matt. Matt, I'm glad that you're sharing this with people because it's encouraging conservatives and those of us on the right who are, you know, cautiously optimistic about about the midterms, that it is projected very strongly that there will be a red tsunami. But you got to know the Democrats, their lust for power and control is such that they're going to do everything they can get away with to cheat again, are they not?
I think that they're going to be attempts to run the same game plan. But I think that on the right, we're much better prepared. One of the things Look Ahead America has been doing is putting together model legislation that our activists then take to state capitals and state legislators and educate them on the easy reforms that need to be made. And we've actually been fairly successful. We've gotten, I think, 8 bills actually passed across the country and many more introduced for consideration. And it takes some time for legislation to pass. Oftentimes the legislation that a state passes, it's been around for like 4 or 5 or 6 years. So very grateful that we've been successful in getting a lot of new rules passed that require transparency and also limit the attack vectors for illegal ballots to be cast. And we're about to undertake probably our biggest project since the 2020 Voter Integrity Project to prevent illegal ballots from being cast. And that is that we are going to be acquiring the voter rolls for a number of important swing states and applying voter hygiene to these lists well before the election so we can compile a list of voters who should be stricken from the list, who should no longer be on it, because those are avenues for illegal ballots to be cast. Exactly. It's a lot easier to prevent illegal ballots from being cast if you can do this before an election, because what everyone was doing last summer was doing it after the election. Horses already left the barn. Those ballots have already been tossed in the pile with all the good ballots. So it's much harder to do something about it than it is if you do it before the election. So that's one of Look Ahead America's major projects going into the 2022 election.
Well, we know in California, they have hesitated. I mean, they got caught with, 3 million names on their voter rolls that needed to be removed. They were confronted with this. They agreed to not remove all 3 million, but to remove 50%. But there was still no accountability and no confirmation that they, in fact, removed it. So there's going to be some states that are, they're hard-headed. As you say, this is a process. But I guess in some sense, there is some redemption in 2020, and that is the people are outraged. When you've got 60% of the American people questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 election, that crosses all party lines, Matt. And I think that really goes a long way to force these local state houses, to have some backbone. And there has been some successes where at the local level they're saying, hey, look, we got to tie this down. COVID's one thing, but we can't continue on with these kind of rules and allow ourselves to be vulnerable to change the rules in midstream, right?
Yes, and again, this I think that it's almost as the way allergic reactions work. The first time that you get stung by a bee, that you don't actually have an allergic reaction. But that's what preps you for the allergic reaction the second time you get stung by a bee, and that's why you're allergic to bees. Mm-hmm. So I think that the entire system is going to have a very strong reaction ahead of the 2022 election. I know the Look Ahead America is going to be in place in many places doing election observation. Look at this. A lot of state legislators and even election officials are now much more aware of what people care about and are moving towards greater transparency. And I'm optimistic, at least in the states that fundamentally matter and parts of states. So, for example, California, where you've got a lot of competitive seats, if the state as a whole is not competitive right now, where citizens have taken action and will take action to prevent the kind of shenanigans that we've seen in the past from repeating itself.
Exactly. In California, surprisingly, even the liberals are getting fed up. We saw what happened in San Francisco, what's going to be happening in Los Angeles as well, in other liberal outposts, where people are just saying, look, this doesn't work, which shouldn't be a big surprise, because the Biden agenda and the Build Back Better plan and this, Klaus Schwab, fourth industrial reset was something that the Democrats tried to sell to their own party members during the primaries of the 2020 election. And they could only raise the interest of about a third. And somehow Joe Biden, in his misunderstanding, I guess, of the world and everything political, read his election as a mandate, so to speak, and says, yeah, America doesn't want to be energy independent, that we're willing to sacrifice, whatever it could be. I mean, decades, a generation, two generations of, a crippling economy in order to accomplish, the new Green Deal. Is that what this is about?
Think about what they've got to campaign on. What does the left, what do Democrats have to campaign on? Drag queen story hour, war with Russia and Ukraine, Biden fulfilling his promise to cut off energy production in this country, which is a promise that he actually kept, ended all new leases, ended essentially a ban on expanding fracking, and a lot of other restrictions to make it harder to produce energy here, making us more reliant on Russia and Iran. Just think about that. That's their record. That's what they're running on.
Right.
And, by the way, of course, January 6th, who is the big boogeyman, which is catching on about as much as the latest Buzz Lightyear Pixar film. They're both flops.
Yes.
And that's what their agenda is. So just imagine being like a Democrat in a swing district who's trying to figure out, how are you going to get reelected in this massive red tide coming your way? What do you have to fight on? What have you got? Nothing.
Exactly. Well, and this is why they've been sounding the alarm for quite a while. Even James Carville, 6 months ago, sounded the alarm. So, the Biden administration is not listening. They're not paying attention to the pain of the people that they're feeling. Their directors, even down to Janet Yellen. Who would have thought Janet Yellen would be so disconnected from reality, man? I'm really shocked. And she's probably feeling like she's just selling her soul out in order to protect this president and his agenda.
It's so rare to see somebody actually admit that they didn't know what they were talking about. Usually they're more adept when they're on television, when the camera's rolling, and they'll not admit fault in any way. But she straight up did. And the thing is, you can't vote for the Fed chair. You don't get a vote on that. I don't.
Right.
But
right.
You do get to vote on Congress and Senate, and then in a little while longer, president. And it's a lot cheaper to vote than it is to buy a Tesla, believe
it
or not.
Amen.
Comparison. Big difference.
Exactly. Matt Brainerd, Executive Director of Look Ahead America. Matt, tell them where they can go to stay informed, to participate in this American revolution that is taking place right now from east to west and north and south.
We have some great community organizer training programs, both in-person and online, coming up. Learn all about them by signing up for updates at lookaheadamerica.org.
Matt Brainerd, thank you, Matt. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators in both parties briefed recently by senior Biden administration officials on negotiations with Iran say they doubt Tehran will agree to any new deal to limit its development of nuclear weapons. A 15-year-old boy was reportedly killed at a Juneteenth celebration in Washington, D.C. overnight, while a police officer and two other adults were injured. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says a fight caused the event to be shut down at the Mochella Music Festival, and that's when it turned into chaos.
So once the officers shut the event down, there were several MPD resources as well as public safety resources from DC Fire and EMS that were also on the scene trying to clear out the area because there were several people who were injured as a result of their leg or ankles being trampled as they tried to run from the area.
USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y, protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Back with you. Welcome to Monday, June the 20th. This is the official celebration of Juneteenth holiday. Juneteenth is in June 19th. I know you say June 20th. Well, because June 19th fell on Sunday. And, you know, federal officials have to have it fall on a weekday. Because if it falls on a weekday, that means they get a day off, right? No post office, all those things, those federally funded services that we pay for and everything, they get the day off. And it's simple. All you do is just say, okay, we're going to celebrate this federally observed holiday on Monday, not on Sunday, which was June 19th, which actually would have been a problem because then that would have been Father's Day. And already Father's Day is so discounted anyway. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on from right now. I think Father's Day is ranked something like the 20th biggest holiday of the year. Number one is Jesus. Number two is Mother's Day. Okay, so that should tell you everything that you need to know and what rocks and rolls in our society today. Donna Jackson joins us now. She's a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and we're here to talk about her observation and talk about Juneteenth, you know, what she's seen has happened in the past 23 years. Hey, Donna, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Glad to be back.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this holiday, which is, you know, people are probably wondering, you know, they're going about their business and maybe the roads are a little bit light and people may think, well, maybe the price of gasoline has gotten up in such a way that there's not so much traffic on the road. But it is a federally observed holiday today, and they may find out the hard way there's no mail and all these other government offices that normally would be open or are closed today because of it. But, you know, let's talk about that this is the second federally observed Juneteenth holiday. Help our audience. Let's do a little bit of history about Juneteenth. What is Juneteenth about?
Well, Juneteenth is when the slaves in Galveston, Texas, were notified that the Emancipation Proclamation was signed and that they were actually free. To be honest, it was actually a locally acknowledged celebration. So I would say countrywide, most African Americans didn't really celebrate that. But it is important as an acknowledgement that people realize that it, you know, came about as a celebration that we have new freedom.
And this all stemmed from the Emancipation Proclamation, which happened, you know, months before, right?
Exactly. So, there was some delay because, naturally, you know, back then, news didn't travel that fast. But
right.
That's what it was all about.
Right. And so the idea, again, the spirit of the Emancipation Proclamation was once and for all, you know, we had sacrificed over 600,000 people just from the North to free the slaves. And now it was like, and of course, you know, we lost a president in the process as well, who was assassinated. But now we're saying, okay, blacks are going to be free. But like everything, it's a process, right?
Absolutely. But you know what? Juneteenth should be about the celebration of freedom. But what you see is a radical left group taking control of this and using it to expand the government and actually take away the freedoms of all Americans. And, you know, the real issue that I have, because, you know, having a holiday here or there, that's fine to me. But when you use it as a source of bitterness and anger, and you use it as a vehicle to shame other people instead of acknowledging the fact that there's a greater number of opportunities available for us, then that's when I take issue with it. You know, the Jews, they celebrate Passover, and they celebrate that in a way that they acknowledge what God has done for them, not as a vehicle to shame the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're using Juneteenth in this situation. Like I said, I have no problem with people having a holiday, but I think that if there's no forgiveness, if there's no acknowledgement that we were not the only people that sacrificed and built this country. You know, there was Italians, there was Irish that, you know, in New York you can still see no dogs or Irish allowed.
Right.
There were Chinese. There were a lot of people during the Industrial Revolution, during the expansion of the West, that sacrificed and died to build this country. But the fact that you keep saying that we're entitled, you take away the self-determination of people, the personal responsibility for your own self, the accountability that we have as a group of people, and I say that as an African-American. There's so many government programs, and the wealth gap hasn't decreased. Why? Because we're being told that somebody else is responsible for our success.
Exactly.
Hardships come, but we overcome. And that's the thing, that if we're not responsible, if we're not taking action, irregardless of other people's behavior toward us, for our own success, we'll sit still and squander the talents that we have because we think it's about what you do, not
right.
about what we do. And
exactly.
that is the part that is wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, that is so beautifully stated and effectively stated, Donna, if people are catching this. And I want to go back to what you said earlier about Passover. Passover came from God, right? I mean,
yeah.
this was directed by God. I believe the emancipation, certainly when you look back at its history and the history of slavery and everything, and how the country came together, the country knew, even as it was designing the Constitution, which, John Adams said, it is a document wholly for a righteous and moral people, which speaks of our spirituality. And the gift of America was a gift from God. The gift of freeing the slaves was a gift from God. But if we don't acknowledge it as a gift from God to change the hearts of men to that degree, Donna, for all, like you said, I mean, we look back and, you know, I see old documentaries of the South in the past where, you know, no blacks were allowed and, you know, all the end names and everything else. I mean, it makes me sad to think that's part of our history. But as soon as I get sad, I remember, I go, that was then. And that's not today. That is not the America that I live in. And it's not the America that I choose to live in. I understand some people want to do that. Blacks or whites, everybody else in between, that's your choice. But do you want to live in a spirit of freedom or in a spirit of oppression? And unfortunately, in this country, because politics has become, you know, the modern god of this age, and it has too much influence, and until... And when we decide to turn back toward God, we're going to continue to be pushed and shoved around emotionally by all these political winds that do not unite us. They only divide us. And then you have a situation like Juneteenth holiday, which we should stop and celebrate and think, oh, my God, what a blessing that now the full resources of America became available, regardless of color of skin. It really truly is, you know, this is our Constitution is based on merit, you know, what you can do and go for it and provide for your family and be productive and be successful and regardless of the color of your skin. And now we're back to, you know, what Reverend King said, you know, not the color of your skin, but the content of your character. You know, we've got so much to celebrate in that regard. But unfortunately, this holiday, like any other holy day, has been hijacked by those that think like men and want to steal the joy out of this special day, right?
Absolutely. You know, you summed it up perfectly. If you think about when they were fighting for to end slavery, it was the abolitionists. So we say abolitionists, but they were really evangelical Christians who believed that slavery was against the biblical principles of God. But we don't like to acknowledge that they were fervent. They were very religious individuals. They were Christians, and they were set on making sure that this ended. The civil rights movement was by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Amen. We've got to go to break, Donna. Let's pick it up. We've got more from Donna Jackson after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'll tell you, that is our spiritual assurance, isn't it? Our God is still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And it's up to us to align with His principles and His will to be done. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez, and we're talking with Donna Jackson from Project 21. And we're going to, first of all, just let's review here why Lincoln did write the Emancipation Proclamation on September 22nd, 1862, partly in response to the heavy losses inflicted at the Battle of Antietam. President Lincoln issued a preliminary Emancipation Proclamation threatening to free all the enslaved people in the states in rebellion if those did not return to the Union by January 1st, 1863. Now, the Emancipation Proclamation was an executive order issued by the president on January the 1st, 1863, just as he said. It proclaimed the freedom of slaves in the 10 Confederate states still in rebellion. It also decreed that freed slaves could be enlisted in the Union Army, thereby increasing the Union's available manpower. So, Donna, here it is. You've got black Americans now freed. And they've got skin in the game here now. I mean, seriously, they are fighting not only for their freedom, but for the other black brothers that remained enslaved, right?
Absolutely. And they were proud to do it. They signed up to be in the fight because they believed in the freedom that they knew that one day they would one day partake in. Mm-hmm. You know, historically, Juneteenth, it commemorated the anniversary of the arrival of the Union troops in Galveston, Texas. Mm-hmm. The soldiers brought the news of the end of the Civil War 2 months earlier that Lincoln had actually abolished slavery. And I think that this was very important because it served as a motivator for those that had newfound freedom that they wanted to partake, and it was they wanted to partake in the American in American society and take advantage of all of the freedoms that this society had. They believed in it.
Exactly.
Just like during the Revolution, there was a lot of soldiers that fought on the with the Americans. This notion that somehow black people felt like America wasn't the greatest opportunity is really just a lie, because we always have seen this as the land of opportunity.
Exactly.
And that was true even back during the Civil War, that we wanted to be part. We wanted to fight. We wanted to say that we helped bring about a more perfect union.
Amen. Amen. And Donna, the other thing to understand here is that whatever side you were on, a process needs to take place. People grew up with this idea that slaves were less than, and by God's grace and mercy, as the Holy Spirit is working on the American people, just as you said, to do what the Constitution talked about, this ideal, this aspirational hope that we would move toward a more perfect union, and that included the freedom of all people. And you know, so it took people who were enslaved, it took them a time and process to understand what did freedom look like. I mean, they had been raised in slavery, counting on their masters to take care of them, and suddenly they're set free. Well, what does that mean? How do I do that? And then for people on the other side who had slaves, and it's like, oh, you know, I've got to really convert my soul, my very heart, to look at others that, you know, that bleed like I do, that are God's creation, holy in His sight. And it's like it's getting through that process. And I would say that we'd be further down the line in the 21st century today, as you and I are talking, had we not had all these stumbling blocks that Joe Biden talks about. Oh, they want to keep you in your in chains. Well, anything that limits the freedom of man is chain setting. And we know from history, sadly, the Democratic Party has led the charge of those handcuffs and those chains. They have gotten in the way of freeing slaves and have used black America as a political tool. And has, as you said earlier so eloquently, it has limited the realization of those aspirations and talents and gifts that they could realize on their own behalf and their family members, not to mention a grateful country.
You're absolutely right. Listen, freedom starts in the mind before it actually manifests physically. So there's always a changing of that mental state that says that I'm free in my mind, and then the physical state becomes a reality. That's why the Word of God has been so important. That's also why words mean so much. Those slaves were hearing about this new freedom in this country through our Constitution, that all men were created equal. It was those words that freed them before their physical bodies ever became free. But they believed fervently in those words that I will soon walk out this freedom in my physical life. And that's the reason why they fought. That's the reason why, despite the fact that some of them had never been free, they had family member after family member that never was free, but they still had that hope because they read those words and it resonates in their heart. And so what was in their heart were more real than what their reality, the reality they were facing. But they held on to it, and they actually one day reaped the benefits of those words. And that's why it's so important.
Well, Donna, as you said, again, reminding everybody and mentioned and talked about the Passover and what it led to, the liberation of Israel from Egypt
an oppressive governing body, an entity, and God liberated his chosen one. And here it is on Juneteenth. Yes, it's a point that we decide to put a flag in the ground and say, look, we're going to remember what it was with the proclamation of the Emancipation Proclamation and all that it represented, that it was God given, as you said, and rightfully so. This is given of God. And that's what bothers me, is how man will try and take a gift from God and use it to their own reckoning and their own purposes, which does not elevate. It incarcerates. Sadly, when you limit God's glory like this, God glorified Black America, and I say America as a whole, in honoring that aspirational dream that we would all, you know, that we were endowed by our Creator for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, inalienable rights. These are all God-given, and were to be enjoyed by every American, regardless of color or creed. And this is a special day to commemorate that should stand alone and that should not be confused with the 4th of July.
Absolutely, because freedom, whether it was freedom for a nation, from an oppressive nation, or whether it's freedom for individuals, is still God-given.
Amen.
All of it has the foundation of the principles of God, and that's why that freedom lasts. You know, the reason why you hear so many liberals saying things like they're going to put you in chains, because they want to rehash and build that barrier, like you said, an oppression in the minds of the individual, so that it's not that somebody is putting someone in the back of the bus, but the individual actually puts themselves in the back of the bus, because they perceive that these individuals are going to oppress us. You know, you saw it. There's countless examples in the Bible where we saw ourselves as ants in their eyes. Not that the people said they were ants. And that's the same thing. That's why words are so important. And it's also important for us to realize that the foundation of this country was based on the freedom of that and biblical principle, so that if someone says something to you, you go back to the Word of God and see, no, God says I'm free, and who he has set free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. It's God that gives us the power to get wealth, not a man. Mm-hmm. And so when they're teaching things that are detrimental, like critical race theory, which says that, you know, whites are oppressive and they're irredeemable, which goes against the principles of God, that says that black, low expectations they have for blacks, where they say, you know, no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, you will never measure up. That's what critical race is. All of these are against the principles of God, and it's all designed to create a mental barrier in that individual so they don't try. But freedom is only found in God.
Well, and the thing is, freedom is contagious, Donna. You know, when you think about it, in much the same way that being enslaved can be contagious. It is a mindset, as you said. It starts in your mind. And when God has liberated you and you accept that freedom. Wow, that it's freedom for all, regardless of color of skin. I mean, Juneteenth should be a holiday for people of all colors, because it is a reaffirmation of God's gift to humanity. The way I look at it, is that fair?
That's very fair. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, she is the Project 21 Director of Membership Development. Donna Jackson has been our guest. Donna, God bless. Thank you so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. The